Hey everybody, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in today's podcast, every day, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. Now today, we read Joshua 3, Psalm 126 through 128, Isaiah 63, and Matthew 11. And in today's reading, there was so much content that I'm going to have to try to find a way to talk about Psalm 127 tomorrow. But today we see at least two examples of scenes that offer a glimpse back or an echo of something familiar. Joshua is instructed to have the priests lead the people by carrying the Ark of the Covenant into the overflowing River Jordan and stand in the middle of its stream. It reads in Joshua 3:13, "And when the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap." This clearly brings our memory back to years prior when this same wandering people were led from Egypt. Even Isaiah today brought that scene back to mind in Isaiah 63 verses 12 through 13. Speaking of God, he said, "Who caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses? Who divided the waters before them to make for himself an everlasting name? Who led them through the depths like a horse in the desert? They did not stumble." As God led Moses and the generation before, he wanted to demonstrate that he is still that God and that he will still be there in some of the same ways, but not always the same way with Joshua, right? One of God's greatest ministries to us is the ministry of memory. He often works to simply remind us of what we know to be true. And we'll see that even more so in the reading of Joshua 4 tomorrow. We saw a similar thing happen in the reading today as well. In Matthew 11, 2 through 5, it said, "Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, 'Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?'" John was the one who had broadcasted that Jesus was the Messiah. He's the one who made a way in the wilderness, right? Preparing the people to receive Jesus, the Christ. Now, John is in prison, and God now shows up again in that sometimes most necessary of ministries to remind and offer confirmation. Yes, I am who I said I am. Going on, he said, "And Jesus answered them, 'Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them.'" For us who've been following along in this journey together, this is very reminiscent of another text we read recently. Just 2 days ago, in episode 180, we discussed Isaiah 61, the prophecy of the Messiah, where Jesus gave his mission statement in Luke. Right? Not only did Jesus claim its application to him in Luke, but we see him now as he sends word back to John, echoing much of it. The prophecy repeated in Luke said this. Let me read it to you. This is Luke 4:18. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free." That was Jesus reading from the scroll of Isaiah, as we read in Isaiah 61 2 days ago. There we see three core tenets in this reading of the prophecy, core tenets of the Messiah, like good news to the poor, sight to the blind, and freedom for those in bondage. Now, when he reports back to John, Jesus adds mentions of great healings and demonstrations of power, and he's even sure to echo sight for the blind and good news to the poor. But he does conspicuously leave out one tenet: freedom for the captives. And I find it interesting because he's delivering that message back to John, who's sitting in a jail cell. Today, God reminded the Israelites and the disciples and even John that he is still God and is still who he said he is. But I believe John's interaction with Jesus gives us even a further possible insight. While God doesn't change, we don't all experience all of his miraculous ways at all times and in the same way. He sits high above it all. And the accomplishment of his will doesn't always look like it always did. Let us remember that God's love is immovable and irrevocable and unchangeable. But it doesn't always look the same. Let's pray right now that God would show us how to recognize his love, even when we don't feel like it, even when we are like John, receiving word back on confirmation of his presence, but not getting the word of the temporal freedom that we had anticipated. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you love us so tremendously that we can't even imagine the depths of your love, the heights, the width, the length of your love, Lord God. And we thank you that you are a God who knows not only what we need, but you sit high above it all and you have the grand understanding of what is best for all. Lord God, and we submit to you humbly. We say that we trust you, we trust your love, even when we don't understand your ways. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is another episode on the 5 by the Fire podcast. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment. Armand@unshackledonetwork.org. If you've got prayer requests, I would love to be praying for you and with you. And then make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. Rate it, especially on iTunes, so people get a context for what you're enjoying about the podcast. And then share it, so God's word can get out there in a way that might be able to touch somebody's heart today. Appreciate y'all a ton, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. See you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.